transmitting all day.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Everybody, amazing grace.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved.
Everybody.
I had him to play that song because over the last 2 days, I have attended 3 funerals. The youngest being 41 years of age.
My God.
Think about that. Just think about that in itself as a whole. We as humans and individuals, sometimes we think that we're going to live forever, especially when we are young. We have all the time in the world, but trust me, we do not. It's God's time that we're living on. I'm not saying this to scare anyone or freak anybody out. I'm just making a point here. I said that to say this. Once you are born and you die, you are destined to eternity. Mm-hmm. To the believer, we spend eternity in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The non-believer will spend eternity in hell with Satan and his minions. Please, I pray that all of us choose ye this day to serve the true and living God. Now, I'd like to read a few scriptures concerning the past and the future, the year 2024 and the year 2025. Philippians 3:13-14 says, the Apostle Paul challenged himself that all Christians keep moving forward in the Christian walk of faith. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God and Jesus Christ. When Paul said he was forgetting those things which are behind, he referred to looking back at past relationships, memories, failures, temptations, or anything that might distract from a single-minded focus on the upward call of Christ Jesus. To inspire his audience, Paul drew on the image of the athlete running a race with uncompromising determination to reach the finish line and win the prize. The word forgetting in Philippians 3:13 means dismissing from the mind or paying no attention to it. To forget in this way is to stop dwelling on something to win the race. A runner must dismiss every distraction from his mind. He must not rehash every step or dwell on the mistakes along his course. Forgetting what behind is, Paul's way of saying, don't look back. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't let anything behind you interfere with your present progress or future efforts.
Amen.
Personal growth as a believer was a constant priority in Paul's life. He strained with every fiber of his being to keep moving forward to win the prize which God had called him. Holding on to emotions like bitterness, unforgiveness, can slow us down and even keep us locked in the past.
Yes.
Rehearsing conflicts and rehearsing hurtful episodes would only open old wounds. Peter urged us to be done with these things. 1 Peter 1:1-2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 John 1:7 says, but if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Guilt and despair over past sins may also keep us chained to the past. But God does not hold our past sins against us, and neither should we.
Amen.
Now, very brief prayer, if you will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for allowing us to see a new year, 2025. I pray that we, as believers in Christ Jesus, continue to obey your holy word. I pray that we continue to encourage, help, and love one towards another. I pray that we, as believers in Christ Jesus, continue to preach, teach, and minister your holy word to those who are lost. Amen and thank God.
During this time, it's typically, you know, y'all watch us sing. And we thought about it Monday night. We said, we want to this year begin to do some corporate worship. I don't want to sing nothing that you got to watch us sing. I want to sing something that you can join in on it. Be praised. I want to sing something that you can reflect over your life and you can see just how good the God has been to you. And you don't have to go all the way back to 2024. You probably can just go like me all the way back to yesterday. And you can begin to look over your life and say that he's a blessed Savior. Worthy to be. And it's a little song, y'all already know it.
Praise him.
Everybody.
Praise him.
Don't worry about the note.
Praise him.
About this morning,
Jesus,
blessed
Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
I gotta do that again. Come on, everybody,
praise him.
Glory, glory, he's glorious.
right there, y'all.
Jesus. Jesus.
Who you talking about this morning?
Jesus.
Who woke you up, say?
Jesus.
Who started you on your way?
Jesus.
Brought you through 2024.
Jesus.
Don't carry you through 2025.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Break the music. Come on, y'all.
Jesus.
Come on, everybody. Say his name.
Jesus.
Say his name.
Oh, Jesus.
Go on, Derek.
Jesus.
Say it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
He made a way.
Nobody name like the name of Jesus. No other name like the name of Jesus. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love him more and more. Aren't you glad you're here this morning? I say, aren't you glad you're here this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
A songwriter wrote a song.
Jesus.
See, a million didn't make it.
Jesus.
But I am one of the ones who did.
Amen.
We are the ones who are here today. We give God the glory and the praise. Glory to God. We got so much to praise you for, Lord God. We got so much to praise you for. So many reasons to praise you, Lord God. Just waking us up this morning, Lord God. And even on last night, you kept us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. We realized the forecast, you said, the storm, Lord God. But we know that you control everything, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Just have your way this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Have your way, Lord God, in our life, oh God. We thank you for those that are here this morning, Lord. Those that want to be here this morning, that couldn't be here, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be your tender mercies, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for all of our sins, Lord God. Our transgression, our iniquities, Lord God. Our evil thoughts, oh God. They're ever before you, Lord God. But the blood of Jesus, oh God, is able to wash us and make us clean, Lord God. As David said, Lord, created us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Restore back the joy of our salvation, Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. Give us that joy, Lord God. Let your love, oh God, come in our hearts, oh God. That it might run from heart to heart, Lord God. Oh, just let your joy overflow us, oh God. Keep us in this new year, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to get closer to you, Lord. That just a closer walk with you, Lord God, is all we need, Lord God. Help us our faith, Lord God. Yeah. That our faith may grow stronger in you, Lord God, and in your word, Lord God. We thank you for your Sunday school lesson this morning, oh God. But we know that we are suffering, oh God, so many different ways, oh God. But you come, Lord God, that we might have life and life more abundantly, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your death, your burial, and your resurrection, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you were born to this sinful world, oh God, for the purpose to lay down your life, oh God, for our sins and the sins of the whole world, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you declared the power when you got up from the grave on the third day, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we can do all things through you, Lord God. There's bitterness, oh God. Lord, help us not to lead to our own understanding, oh God, but help us to direct you, Lord God, in all our ways, oh God, that you might direct us, oh God. We thank you for the vision, Lord, that you gave to our pastor, Lord God. We pray for him and to continue to use him, Lord. Strengthen him on every hand, Lord God. Pray for all the ministers of God, oh God, standing on the word of God. Help us, oh God. We pray for the unity of this church, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh God. Keep us in that unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord, this year, Lord God, that we will allow Satan not to use us, oh God, to bring confusion, oh God, in your house, oh God, but to build up your house, oh God, for the kingdom of God. Give us that word. Give us that the spirit, the kingdom, that we be kingdom builders, oh God. You said in your word, Lord God. Help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us to lay aside every weight, Lord God, and the sin that so easily beset us, oh God. And let us know that we are in a race, oh God. And you said the race is not given to the strong, nor the swift, Lord God, but those that endures to the end, Lord God, and hold out, Lord. Help us to hold out, Lord God. Help us to hold out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings, oh God. Even now, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. You have already gave us favor in your weather condition, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It's all about you, Lord God. You are in control, Lord God. We pray for the president, oh God. Let him know that you are in control, Lord God. And he can't do no more than what you allow him to do, Lord God. Our trust is in you, Lord God. We put our trust in you, Lord God. For you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, oh God, then you will hear us, oh God. Your ears will be open to our prayers, oh God, and you will heal our land, oh God. Oh, just have mercy, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're coming back again, Lord God. Oh, we want to be ready when you come back, oh God. Help us to get ready, Lord God. Help us to prepare ourselves. Help us to get our life in order, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. And the church say amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to let a young man... The Bible says, praise him, even on the string instrument.
Jesus.
I don't know if he even feels like it this morning.
Jesus.
But Quay, I need you.
Jesus.
I need you to play it this morning like never before.
Jesus.
Quay, I need it, boy.
Jesus.
Come on, Quay.
Jesus,
come on,
Jesus.
started fighting on the battlefield for the Lord. Because of the enemy, my ways got hard. Satan was trying with all of his might, trying to get me to give up on the fight. But like a good soldier, I kept my hands on the plow. No weapon formed against me was gonna prosper. I needed God to refill my cup. This is what I did. I went down to the fountain. My soul's
got another idea.
I went way down to the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
When I started fighting on the battlefield for the Lord, because of the enemy, my ways got hard. Satan was trying with all of his might, trying to get me to give up on the fight. But like a good soldier, I kept my hands on the plow, and no weapon formed against me was gonna prosper. I needed God to refill my cup. This is what I did. I went down to the fountain. My soul's
got another idea.
I went way down to the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
Listen, like the woman at the well, I was searching and searching, looking for something that would satisfy. I went down to the altar and stayed right there. I knew that the Lord was gonna answer my prayer. So like Jacob, I wrestled and wrestled some more, and wouldn't let go until God blessed my soul. My feet got light and I began to run. I knew my deliverance had come. I got happy down at the fountain. And my soul
got another idea.
I got happy down at the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
Like the woman at the well, I was searching and searching, looking for something that would satisfy. I went down to the altar and stayed right there. I knew that the Lord was gonna answer my prayer. So like Jacob, I wrestled and wrestled some more. I wouldn't let go until God blessed my soul. My feet got light and I began to run. I knew that my deliverance had come. I got happy down at the fountain. And my soul's
got another idea.
I got happy down at the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
Fill my cup, Lord. And he met me, blessed me at the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
Fill my cup, Lord. I'll lift it up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I'll lift it up, Lord. Jesus met me at the fountain. And my soul
got another idea.
He met me, blessed me at the fountain.
Yes, I got another idea.
And I found love,
yeah,
at the fountain.
At the fountain.
I found love,
yeah,
at the fountain.
At the fountain.
I found joy,
joy,
at the fountain.
At the fountain.
I found joy,
joy,
at the fountain.
At the fountain.
I found peace.
Fountain.
I found deliverance
at the fountain.
I found Jesus,
Jesus,
and he met me I found Jesus,
Jesus,
and he blessed me.
He blessed me.
I found Jesus,
Jesus,
and he kept me.
He kept me.
I found Jesus,
Jesus,
I found Jesus,
Jesus.
What are you looking for?
Jesus.
At that fountain,
Jesus.
What do you need?
Jesus.
On that fountain,
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Healing,
Jesus.
Peace,
Jesus.
Joy,
Jesus.
Love,
Jesus.
You need a mother,
Jesus.
You need a father,
Jesus.
You need a sister,
Jesus.
You need a brother,
Jesus.
He's at that fountain,
Jesus.
At that fountain,
Jesus.
I went down to the fountain, and
my soul got another dim.
I went down, down to the fountain.
Yes, I got another dim.
Joy bell, just keep on ringing in our life. All we gotta do is walk up right before him and the bell's gonna tone. We as disciples of Christ, God has brought us into another year. And we should be gracious to God for that. And we should give our best to walk in the light as he's in the light. If we can walk in the light, then all the troubles of this world are going to cease to exist. I believe it in my heart. We're going to be tried and tempted, but you'll be winner. You'll win every battle that you fight because it's not yours. It belongs to God. So we have to take the first step in acknowledging God as our Savior. In obedience to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, all the people that make up the Church of God, we thank you this morning for your presence, for you coming out today to be here to hear what the Word of God has said. I want to say this to you before we go any further. The Bible is God. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And everything that was made by the Word. Without the Word, would nothing exist. God is not a tangible God. He's a spiritual God. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Lord, he saved us. He's come all the way from heaven and saved us because he loved us. And he don't want nobody destroyed on this earth today. If we just can convert ourselves to Father Jesus Christ, none of us in here today will ever go to hell. We'll all be where the Lord is. And we got to, you know what, you got to believe that. You got to believe, you got to stay in the book and walk in the book, talk in the book, sing in the book, sleep in the book, do everything by the book, and there's no condemnation in you. That's what the Word say. And if we do what the book say, you ain't got to drop your head. You can hold your head up everywhere you go. And everywhere you go, you're going to be a light. To wherever you go, you're going to be the light. You don't have to get up and say, I'm Dr. Smith and this, that, and the other. The light going to shine. It's going to shine. Everybody will know you. Jesus said to say, all men will know that you are my disciple because you have love, what? One for another. So we thank God for you today. And today we're going to be in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, and we're going to share some little thoughts with you today, what the Lord said through the apostle. We need to know that God didn't choose me because I was all good. He chose me because I am a servant of Jesus Christ that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. And that he sent me, he entrusted, now listen good, He entrusted me with his powerful word. Everybody ain't gonna get that. That word is so powerful, it'll melt rock. So we have to not just be casual with God. We got to give God our everything. Because he did everything for us. In Romans 10 chapter, it says this, and we're going to read it, and then we're going to break it up a little bit and let you know what God is saying to us by the word. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and go about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. You may be seated. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need to choose between righteousness of the law and the righteousness of faith. Righteousness of the law that serve all humanity, to God trying to preserve his people from their destruction. So he gave us the law. That's to save humanity. And I want to say this when he gave us the law. If you didn't keep all the law, you're guilty of breaking it. So there was no mercy under the law. You know, we go back to the Old Testament, and we always preach in the Old Testament. But what we fail to do sometimes, when you see Old Testament scripture, you got to relate it to the new day. You don't stay in the old day. You got to come to the new day. And that's what God wants us to see today. If we're going to get to it in a minute, it's been fulfilled through Jesus. The old covenant, the law, been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And that's why we have to stay in line with what the Word is saying. Because if we stay in line with the Word say, we're going to be blessed like the Word is saying. Now he said here, brethren. Brethren, that's the whole body of Christ. Male, female, children, youth, whoever. That's the body of Christ. He said, my heart is full. I desire that you be saved. I desire that you be holy. I desire that you be blessed. I pray to God for you every day. And that's one of the things I can say at this church. In a day past, I ain't praying for this church. Amen. Not one day past, I don't send Tim a love for this church. I don't worry about myself. I ask God to bless this church and give us guidance, instruction, how to walk upright before him every day of my life. So I'm not trying to pick Paul up. I'm trying to let you know what our duties are unto God. Paul dead and gone. He's in the grave now. So what? I'm still alive yet. I'm still here. So what I got to do is teach you the principles of God, the way what the Word say, what he said to Paul, he said the same thing to me. And then I have to walk upright before him. And I am saved. But I want Israel to say, I want everybody in this house, everybody in this assembly, everybody in this community, I want them saved. I wish to God every time a tragedy happened in our society, we get people, have news people and all getting together trying to explain to us what happened, this, that, and the other happened. And I can give them short words what happened. They don't have the word of God in them. If they had the word of God in them, it'd stir there. The Bible, Jesus said he sent the Holy Ghost back to us to lead, guide, and instruct us into all righteousness, all truth. And he said he sent it to us to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. And that's what he got to do. That's what he've already done. See, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his love kindness to us, would not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, don't ever want nobody to die. Nobody to perish. Nobody to go to hell. All that price he paid for us to keep us out of hell, and then we go back to hell? What's wrong with us? All you got to do is walk in the word of God, and you won't go to hell. You know, if people every day of your life going to see, they're going to see things in you ain't 100% up to par. Let them look. Give them something to look for. You just walk in the Spirit of God. Let them talk. Because see, what they're doing, they're talking against God, not you. What they do unto the least of these, my brethren, you done it to me. We got to understand that the God way of doing, God way, it, you know, I hear people say God way ain't our way. It should be. God way should be our way. We should be walking just like the Lord walked. We ain't God, but we ought to walk in his image and his likeness, because that's what he say. He made us in his image and in his likeness. We got to look like him, act like him, talk like him. In order for him to say one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I know I'm listening for that. Yeah, I want my work to be blessed of God. I want my work to shine every day of my life. And I don't want to be trying to promote myself. I want to promote Jesus. That when he yes shall appear, I'm going to be just like him. That's according to scripture, y'all. He said we'll be just like him. We're going to look like him, act like him, going to talk like him. And he went on to say in Hebrews 10:37, he said, for yet a little while, and he shall come, and he will not tarry. I don't know when he's coming. I don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. I have the faith in Jesus Christ to know that he's coming back. His disciples asked him one day, Lord, when that's going to be? He said, you don't need to know that. Only my Father know that anyway. You just be ready when I do appear. And that's what we got to do. We got to get all this stuff among us, get it straight and put it in line. Every house has one leader. Every house has one leader. And everybody in the house fall in line. That's what God called together. That's what he put together the church. He the head of the church. I'm not the head, y'all. I'm a servant, a messenger for God. And I'm just like you. I ain't no better than you now. Don't look up to me. I ain't nothing but a servant. I'm just a servant. Don't look up to me. Look up to Jesus. Listen to what I say. Take it to heart what I say. But look to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And if we can stay there, stay tuned in to that, see, we're going to be all right. When I used to play sports, they used to brag on me. And I'd throw my hand there and all that. It sound good. And I get cocky, too. They hollering for me. That's good. All that's good. But now I'm listening for Jesus' voice. I'm listening for Jesus' voice now. See, I ain't got to throw my hand up. I throw my heart up now. I give him my heart, and he said he'll give me eternal life. And that's where we're at today. That's where we're at. And he went on to say, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Good God Almighty. If you come to the Lord and get back from him, the Lord said, I ain't got no pleasure in you. I don't even want to be around you. We have to be straightforward like the Lord said. We got to do it just like he said. He went on to say, I bear them record. This is what the apostle, see, in the beginning was the Jewish nation. Jewish nation, Jacob. That's the whole Jewish nation. And then you had some breakaways. You had some breakaway Jews and Hellenistic people, that people that was in the Jewish line, but they broke away from it and went on to establish their righteousness. And we have to be careful today, y'all. Listen at me good. Even though the Bible's here, sometimes we try to set up our own righteousness, try to make us look good. We got to be careful with that. If it ain't the word, don't get in there. Don't get in there because we're going to be judged by that. And so we had all kind of tribes and stuff that broke away from the Jewish nation. See, Jesus brought salvation to the Jews, but the Jews started rejecting it, and he went to the Gentiles. And what Gentiles are people away from God? People don't believe in God. People never heard about God. That's what the nation, the Gentile nation. He said, bear records here. They had a zeal. Now, I got to make that clear to you. They had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Watch this. Under the law, that God gave the law, what went on? He gave the law. Even when Jesus come and fulfill his promise, the promise that the Father made, the promise that he made to the Father, when he fulfilled that, he ended the law. He ended the law. And when he ended the law, listen at this good. When Jesus ended the law, we held on to Mosaic law. We wouldn't let it go, y'all. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying. You holding on to that, but you need to go get to the new law, the one that's been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's the law you need to run behind, not the old law. See, the old law just pointed out wrong. It didn't fix nothing. The new law fixed it and forgave it. That's what the new law did. And that's the law we need to live on. That can fix it, forgive us. And the Lord told me this. See, I don't know what he told nobody else in here. He told me, I forgive your sin, and I'll never bring them up in this world, nor the world come. And I see church folks, and I'm being honest, I see church folks. I see it all the time. You remember you used to be, don't you? You remember what you used to do, don't you? I don't understand. They read the same Bible I read, and they don't tell me what I used to be. I'm thinking that's imbecilic. That's not having the right mind, y'all. It's crazy. God put the word here for us to live by. We need to live by the word. He said that these unbelieving Jews who Christ came for to deliver would not believe in him because of their knowledge of the law and not the faith in the purpose of Christ come for. They were enemies against Jesus' work. To those who are against you, show more love to them. Good God Almighty. If you hate me, baby, I love you more. If you hate me, I'm going to love you more. I'm going to stay in your face. Hey, what's going on? God good, ain't he? Yes, he is. This the way we got to be Christian. You know somebody don't like you, stay in their face. Tell them, I love you. I can't make it without you. Tell them. And Jesus getting you, just adding to your record, putting stars in your cap every day when you got to submit yourself. But you got to submit yourself to God, and under the things of God, you got to just take it with a smile. Yeah, you never see me coming here. No, I learned better than that. God ain't sorry for God. He's a peace and happiness, joy for God. You ain't going to see me with my head down. No. I'm inspired by his spirit, by his word, by his holiness. I'm very inspired. So we have to have the knowledge of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. In John 16:2, they shall put you out of the synagogue. And the time going to come that whosoever killeth you think they're doing God a service. Good God Almighty. See, when you're standing in Jesus Christ, people not going to like you. I'm talking about church folks here. I ain't talking about the world. Church folks ain't going to lack you when you stand up for Jesus and you ain't no showman. You ain't trying to elevate yourself. The people going to be against you. I'm talking people in the church house. I ain't talking about in the street out there. I expect them to come against me in the street because they don't know no better. They don't know how to love. But not in the church. I expect everybody in this church to just love. When I walk through that door, everybody want to throw their arm around me. That's what I expect. I want that. That's the way Jesus built the church. And we got to keep it going like Jesus built it. He said, on this rock, I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail again. What is the gates of hell? Evil, strife, envy, lasciviousness, hate, animosity, strife. All this is against the church. And God didn't put that in the church. The devil brought that in the church. And we got to run the devil out. We'll say, rebuke him, he'll flee, huh? Well, let's do what the word says, rebuke that rascal and get him out of here, because we don't need no more foolishness in the church. We need peace and love and joy, understanding, patience. He said, for they being ignorant, now watch this, of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. See, they had not yet honored Jesus Christ's finished work. They still was under Moses' law. That's what he's saying. They're ignorant of the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's everything that you need. And say they're still stuck on to the law. That's what the scripture's saying. I looked the history of it up. That's what the scripture's saying. They still holding on to the old law, the old Mosaic law, which couldn't do nothing for them but show them they was wrong. But Jesus come, even as you're overtaking them, he said, I forgive you. I forgive you. And I won't bring it up to you no more. Well, I know heaven's going to be a good place. Because I've made a few mistakes on this earth. And people always tell me about it. But when I get to heaven, ain't nobody going to say nothing. Jesus said, I wipe that slate clean. I don't know nothing about you. Ever since you've been born again, I don't know nothing about what happened yesterday. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm talking about today. And we got to be straight with that. We got to do it like the Lord Jesus said. Like he said, and if we do it like he said, we're going to be all right. There in the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it's written, the just shall live by faith. I got to walk that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I got to believe that by faith, and I ain't got to go hunt nothing to say. I got to believe for his finished work that had already been done. That's what he's talking about, walk by faith. Faith. You got to believe it. You can't let people plant seeds in you where you start doubting yourself. You got to be sure what Jesus say is the real way of life. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Good God Almighty. God righteousness of the law was witnessed by the prophets, the people. They seen both sides of it when Jesus fulfilled it. They seen that under the Mosaic law, there was no forgiveness. And if you did anything wrong, whether you, if you're peeping tone, I was peeping in your house, they're going to pluck my eye out. If I put my hand on something, stole something, they cut my hand off. That was the law. You talk back to your mother or father, they slap the spit out your mouth, cut your head off. I'm talking about the law now. But when Jesus come by, he said, train the child where it should be. When it grow up, it won't depart. It's going to come back to you. That's what we got to do. We got to do it like Jesus said. Well, I don't need to keep hollering about what Moses said. Moses' job been fulfilled. Moses waiting on Jesus to come back so he can get him up. Just like many of us in our day, we waiting for him to come back and get us, call us up. But if we keep Jesus in our life, in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit, he's going to be all right with us. You see, now here's the one that shakes so many people. See, Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone that believes. When you believe Jesus, he fulfilled the law. He said he didn't come to destroy nothing. He come to fulfill it. Okay, if you got a bucket of water today, and then you got an empty bucket, and it got to be filled. Until you get your bucket filled, you're going to have a problem. When your bucket be filled, you're going to say like David, my cup runneth over now. Surely goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. If I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is what God wants us to be. He wants us to be and do the thing that he say. So he fulfilled the law through his death, burial, and resurrection. If he wouldn't have got up, we'd have still been under the law. The law was our school master. But here we are here today just looking at what God said for us. He went on to say that, for Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Okay, you had to live the complete law, had to keep the whole law. The Ten Commandments, y'all ever heard of the Ten Commandments? Okay, the Ten Commandments, 10 of them. If you break one of them, you're guilty of breaking every one of them. You got to start all over again. But in Jesus, under Jesus' administration, if you break one, you acknowledge you broke it, go back to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. Your slate clean. It's clean. But under the law, you still had stains on you. I don't care how much you wash your suit, you still had a stain in it. The outer core, I'm talking, the outer core of your body, you still had stains in it. But if Jesus cleaned you, I don't understand this today. It's red blood clean up a white shirt, huh? And clean a human being body. Made him whole. Made him perfect. He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. We go around here and say, I'm just a little measly this. You ought to stop tomorrow. You just a little measly. I'm what God made me. That's what you got to say. I'm what God made me. I ain't no less. I'm no more. I'm whatever the Lord made me. That's what I am. And we got to shout on that. We got to brag on that. We got to brag on that because God wants us to be boastful. He don't want me to get up here and holler about how great I am. He don't want that nowhere around me. He don't want me to get before you and tell you how good I am. None of that foolishness. He want me to come up here and go through the word with you. That's my job, to go through the word with you. Not elevate myself, but go through the word with you. That make sure you understand it. Because the scriptures say he going to teach you with knowledge and understanding. And if you don't understand, I'm slipping somewhere. I'm slipping. And I need to get a checkup. Have another x-ray of myself. So I can please the Lord. But you're supposed to leave here with understanding. He said, but the righteous which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down. Well, let me tell you this. If you've been born again, you have already confessed that Jesus came down here and paid a price for all of us. And then you don't have to go to heaven. He going to get us and bring us to heaven. You don't have to go to the grave and pick him up because he's already risen. Jesus already risen from the grave. You ain't got to go to the graveyard. If you're looking for Jesus, don't go to the graveyard. I'm going to tell you this shortcut to go where you go if you're looking for Jesus. Go and stand in the mirror. Stand in the mirror. Just stand in the mirror and look at yourself. And you can determine on the spot whether you got Jesus or not. You can see him through your spirit that God gave you. You can determine who you are. Nobody going to tell me when I mess up. I already know the spirit that liveth in the body of me already told me when I messed up. And when I mess up, if I don't get back to him, it's going to deteriorate me. So I have to, when I overcome in a fault, well, I have to be careful what I say in this church. Just because I have knowledge of something, I can't shoot it out to you. You ain't, I'm going to say like Jesus said, I could have told you this at first, but you couldn't handle it. There are a lot of things I know through history, in history in the Bible. I don't need to share that with you. I need to give you gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the others is epistles. And Acts is the summary of the whole law. That's what you need to eat, good food. It makes you healthy. He said, he goes on to say, Moses' law said, yeah, that's temporarily fixed. That's a temporary fixture. But Jesus is going to bring you fixture that live forever. Amen. Speak on this word. I ain't got to say, but I'm going to heaven and get Jesus down, or I'm going to the grave and get him out the grave, because he's already risen. Because when the ladies that went to anoint the body of Jesus Christ, when they went to the temple, the angels met him, said, hey, he's not here. He's risen. He gone. He gone. What you looking for? I know who you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus. He gone now. Go do what I told you to do. And tell them brothers, uh-oh, y'all finna get mad with me now. And tell them brothers to meet me in Galilee. Who he told that to? He told that to these women. I know I'm right. I read it out the Bible. All of us play an important part in God's house. And we got to do it like God say do it. Not what we want. Or we can't do like the council tell us to do. Do what the Bible say. Because the council, some of them council people, I'm telling you like I know. They ain't saved. They just in positions. A lot of them ain't saved. They just in a position. And you, if you watch them, you stand back and put your eye on them, watch them, you'll see them wobble-legged and every kind of else legged. Because they just in a position, not anointed by God. They fought finals. It people on the sideline, y'all help me. Maybe I'm a little older than y'all. But they got people in the sideline. Everywhere you go, they got binoculars. They got binoculars trying to see your error so they can go back and blaspheme your name. They want to cut you down. You're prospering too much. You're in that holy of holiness, and you're in there just shouting and hollering and all that. They want to see what's making you do that. So if they find any kind of fault in you, they're going to cut your throat. We got to know that. We got to know it. We got to know in our heart where we stand. Jesus didn't exempt us from tribulation. He said we're going to have them, but be of good cheer. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.